Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to introduce yourself in the IELTS speaking test, a guide to ACE part 1. The IELTS speaking test can be nerve-wracking, especially the first part where you need to make a good impression. A strong introduction can set the tone for a confident and successful performance. This guide will provide you with a comprehensive understanding of how to introduce yourself effectively in the IELTS speaking test, enabling you to approach this section with confidence. Understanding the importance of a strong introduction. The first part of the IELTS speaking test is designed to assess your fluency and coherence in English. It's an opportunity to demonstrate your ability to engage in a natural and spontaneous conversation. A strong introduction helps to make a positive first impression. A well-structured introduction shows the examiner your communication skills from the outset. Establish rapport. It helps create a more relaxed and comfortable atmosphere for the rest of the test. Build your confidence. Successfully navigating the introduction can boost your confidence for the subsequent sections. How to introduce yourself effectively. Here's a step-by-step approach to crafting an impressive self-introduction. 1. Greeting and opening. Start with a polite greeting and introduce yourself naturally. Example: good morning, afternoon, my name is your name. Avoid overly formal phrases like, it's a pleasure to meet you, as this is not typically used in this context. 2. Providing basic information. Share some brief information about yourself, such as your hometown or occupation. Example, I'm from your city country, and I currently work as a your profession. 3. Expanding on your background. Elaborate on your previous point. For instance, you could mention, if you're a student, I'm in my final year of studying your major at your university. If you're a professional, I've been working in your industry for number years now. 4. Discussing your interests. Briefly touch upon one or two of your hobbies or interests. Example, in my free time, I enjoy your hobby and another hobby. 5. Transitioning to the next stage. Signal that you've finished your introduction and are ready to move on. Example, I'm eager to see what questions you have for me today. Examples from real IELTS speaking tests. Examiner, good morning. Could you tell me your full name, please? Candidate, good morning. My name is candidate's name. Thank you. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself? Of course, I'm originally from candidate's hometown, but I've been living in candidate's current city for the past number of years. I'm a candidate's profession, and I'm very passionate about my work. That's interesting. What do you enjoy doing in your free time? Well, I'm a big fan of candidate's hobby. I find it very relaxing and enjoyable. I also like to candidate's other hobby when I have the time. Tips for a successful introduction. Keep it concise. Aim for an introduction that lasts about 30 to 45 seconds. Be natural and enthusiastic. Speak clearly and confidently, maintaining a positive tone. Practice regularly. Rehearse your introduction beforehand, but avoid sounding memorized. Be relevant. Stick to general personal information and avoid sensitive or controversial topics. Focus on fluency. Speak smoothly and avoid long pauses or hesitations. Conclusion: a strong introduction in the IELTS speaking test can significantly impact your overall performance. By following these tips and practicing regularly, you can confidently introduce yourself and create a positive impression on the examiner. Remember, your goal is to demonstrate your ability to communicate effectively in English while showcasing your personality and interests in a natural and engaging way. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.